Hey, Boo Nation. AdamDanielMizade.com. Coming back at ya. If you do the work, you deserve a reward. I mean, if you work really hard, give yourself a reward. Every day. Every single day that you work hard. And even if you don't work so hard, do something nice for yourself. You know, I learned this lesson a long time ago, but especially following a lot of very intelligent, perspicacious, deep people online. People that you know here from the Boo community. People like Ian Cath in Brisbane, Australia, and another guy by the name of Cameron Riley, incidentally, who lives in Brisbane also. You could catch him at CameronRiley.com. I learned this kind of thing from these guys. Take care of yourselves. Do something good for yourself. Give yourself a reward. Don't grind all the time. Something that I see Cam doing a lot is, at the end of a day, he'll have a cigar, whatever his brand is, Romeo y Julieta número 5, and you'll have some Perdomo, which I think is a grappa, incidentally. It's a kind of a wine-type scenario. It's like a sparkling-type scenario. And he does himself the solid by just kicking back and enjoying. And I do a little bit of that myself, not on such grandiose scale. I can't drink every day. I'm into fitness. If I drank every day, I'd be sucking wind at the gym. And I know it on good information, because I've tried it a couple of times where I don't... where I'm not as fastidious about that and end up suffering. So I guzzle chocolate, basically. Or gobble, I guess, more in this case, because it's solid food. I eat a lot of chocolate. But if I work really hard at the gym, and I do, and I really bring it, I mean, I kill it, like I just bring it, then I'll have some chocolate. Like a good bar of it, 100 grams. For example, sometimes even two if I'm in the good mood. Different types of stuff. Some of it you'll see pictured here in this Boo. But it's important to take care of yourself, because to be very frank, earnest, nobody else will. At least not to the degree that you'll take care of yourself. And that'd be the truth. So, next time you're in doubt, let it all out. Or maybe I should have said, next time you're in doubt, whip it out. But I learned from some very good folks online that there's a way to do things and there's a wrong way to do things. And trust me, folks, this way, this is the right way. Thanks for listening once again. It's Adam Daniel Mazet in Toronto.